I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. California's 23rd Congressional District Representative and Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy remains short of the 218 votes necessary to become the next Speaker of the House today. Claire Chase, a former Congressional District 2 candidate and worked for a former Congressional 2 District Congressman Steve Pierce, gives us some insight into what may or may not happen today.
After I made a couple calls, we found out that nobody really has an answer on what they think is going to happen. I feel that what we hear in the media and kind of what my friends reiterated was that, Representative McCarthy has sort of, made the promises and tried to get the votes that he needed and hasn't been able to do that.
So how come?
I think, some people have felt like he hasn't put forward a strong enough face in terms of leadership. Maybe confidence is something.
Further developments on Monday indicated that the GOP leader's staunchest critics still aren't ready to give him the votes he needs, despite his last-ditch efforts to shore up support. 27-year-old Anthony McCullough of Roswell was charged with one count of second-degree murder on Sunday in connection with the Friday night shooting death of 32-year-old Adam Trujillo, also of Roswell. According to Roswell police, Trujillo and McCullough were sitting inside a pickup in the parking lot of a local motel when Trujillo allegedly threatened McCullough with a knife. McCullough exited the truck and then ran into his motel room and retrieved a firearm and allegedly shot Trujillo inside the truck several times. According to police, Trujillo died at the scene. Professional women's golfer Kathy Whitworth was born in Monahans but learned how to play golf in Jow at the age of 15 on the 9-hole golf course built for El Paso Natural Gas employees. She's being remembered on her passing as a pioneer for women's golf. Whitworth set a benchmark in golf that no one has ever reached, whether it was Sam Snead or Tiger Woods or Annika Sorenstam. Her 88 victories is the most by any player on a single professional tour. She was also the first women's golfer to earn more than $1 million in total earnings on the women's tour. She recently was a guest at a fundraiser in Jow. Kathy Whitworth was 83 years old at the time of her passing. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.